we submitted an expression of interest and we would fall under the small town category. What it would mean is if we're shortlisted, we would get 60,000 to work up a bid. And then the winner would get 3 million for their programme in 2028. And there's also going to be two runners up who would get 250,000. So there's three towns that would get a bit of funding towards delivering a programme for the year.
And the theme within the bid is one of resilience, given the troubled history of Strabane and even the troubled economic times of recent. How significant would this be for turning the page on how Strabane is viewed?
I think it would be really significant because I know we've done a lot of engagement with community and culture groups in Strabane over the last few weeks, and there's a lot of excitement because there's about 140 million of planned capital investment for the town. So the timing would be amazing because we would use this, not just the funding that you would get through this, but just culture as a catalyst to get the community involved and get a bit of ownership around the regeneration of the town. And as you said, Strabane, it's very unique because we're right on the border and we've got this amazing kind of cross-border community and identity, but we also, we've been through a lot of trauma. So we put the expression of interest in with a really strong theme of hope, creating a town of hope in 2028, and getting real sense of community ownership of that. So that's a really important part of the bid. It's not just about getting the funding for this, but it's about an energy and mobilising in the community around the regeneration. Like the emotional regeneration alongside the physical regeneration, which I think is a really nice way of bringing it to life.
And you mentioned there the cross-border collaboration is very strong within Strabane over to Lifford and parts of Donegal. There would be an expected sort of knock-on benefits across the border as well, you would expect, if the Strabane was to be given the status.
Yeah, definitely, because we work very closely, as you know, together. So I think it's Strabane is so intertwined with Lifford and that kind of Donegal wider hinterland. So definitely, I think we would work strongly with our partners in Donegal to bring that benefit in a truly cross-border nature, because we are very much such an interconnected community and geographical border. So I think it would be a lovely way of bringing it further. And as you know, there's a big investment coming with the cross-border riverine project. So again, if we got this, there would be a way of kind of bringing culture into animating the riverine project as well, and using those outdoor spaces in Strabane and Lifford to deliver aspects of the programme as well. So yeah, there'd be a lovely synergy and opportunity there.
And in terms of culture within Strabane, a lot of it is centred around younger people and arts groups and sports clubs. How important would it be to give them the platform to sort of show what they can do if Strabane was granted the status?
I think it's critical because this is not about the council delivering on this. It's very much, it would have to be owned by the community and especially by the young people. And I think that would mean, if they're at the heart of the process, it means that they can shape it in a way that they want to meet, you know, what their interests and needs are, and it's much more likely to be a successfully delivered programme. And we've got a real sense of energy and interest. Yeah, as you know, there's so much culture in Strabane and really important, and even things like drama and music and brass bands and the home of the show bands. So there's very much putting the community in the heart of that. And we've already got some of our local celebrities involved, like Eamonn Maguire would help us deliver a comedy festival, and Brian McGilloway, the writer, a literature festival. So there's so many opportunities there to bring the town to life and making sure that young people are at the heart of that.